I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
On Inheriting, one event can change a family for generations. Our new podcast about Asian American and Pacific Islander families, where the past is personal. Listen to Inheriting from LAist Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on the LA Report. A judge rules in favor of cities fighting a density law allowing 4 units per lot where the zoning is single family. The mayor of Los Angeles says eliminating a couple thousand vacant city jobs won't affect services, but the deputy city controller thinks otherwise. And a new program helps men of color succeed at the college level, including this formerly incarcerated student.
When I first started, I didn't know what a major was.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A Los Angeles County judge has ruled against a state law granting homeowners the right to split up single-family lots and build up to 4 units of housing. LAist housing reporter David Wagner explains.
Seeking to put housing decisions back in local hands, Redondo Beach, Carson, Torrance, Whittier, and Del Mar filed the lawsuit to overturn SB 9. That 2021 state law ordered cities to allow more housing in single-family neighborhoods, which make up about 78% of residential land in the LA area. Judge Curtis Kinn said the law cannot stand because it does not require new housing to be restricted to low or moderate income households. So far, the ruling only covers the cities that sued, but it could apply to more if it's upheld on appeal. I'm David Wagner.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is promising that her proposal to eliminate 2,100 vacant city jobs will not impact city services. LAist Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz reports on some disagreement.
Deputy City Controller Rick Cole says departments use money not spent on vacant positions for overtime and other needs, and that cutting those positions will mean a reduction in city services. It's unclear to what extent services would be affected, but at minimum, the mayor's budget would remove some of the financial flexibility now enjoyed by general managers. Mayor Bass says cutting vacant positions is key to balancing the budget as revenues shrink and labor costs grow. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Angelenos were likely not surprised by the findings of the latest American Lung Association report that gave the Los Angeles Long Beach area a failing grade in air quality. LAist senior health reporter Jackie Fortier explains how to protect yourself.
Angelenos are routinely breathing in a soup of unhealthy pollutants. The American Lung Association says LA has the worst ozone of any city in the nation. Also known as smog, ozone forms near the ground when pollutants and some natural compounds react with sunlight, heat, and wildfire smoke. That's why ozone is worse in the summer. LA also has lots of fine particulates in the air. Both are harmful to people's health and can cause asthma and lung cancer. Experts advise watching the National Air Quality Index and limiting outdoor activities when the air quality is poor. I'm Jackie Fortier.
A hearing resumes today to determine whether Orange County prosecutors continue to hide evidence of misconduct in the wake of a long-running informant scandal. LAist correspondent Jill Replogle is following the case.
San Diego Superior Court Judge Daniel Goldstein says he wants to get to the bottom of whether the Orange County District Attorney's Office has made real change in the wake of the informant scandal. And he says he wants to determine whether a man accused in a decades-old murder case can get a fair trial. The public defender's office wants that murder charge dropped.
The public defender's office says the DA's office continues to withhold evidence that could be favorable to their client, whose original conviction in that 1988 Sunset Beach murder case was thrown out. Coming up, what LeBron James had to say about the team that cost the Lakers their playoff hopes.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Masters of the Air, starring Austin Butler and Callum Turner. From award-winning executive producers Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and Gary Getzman, Gold Derby hails this series a masterpiece, and Collide raves that it is spectacular. Following this podcast, you can hear remarks from stars Austin Butler, Callum Turner, and Anthony Boyle. More on Masters of the Air at fyc.appletvplus.com.
How to LA is our love letter to Los Angeles. We'll tell you where to get a yummy torta, a bowl of congee, and of course, a burger.
It's a beef sausage blend, fried egg, grilled onions, and then raspberry jam.
What hiking trails to check out.
This feels like we're out in the mountains.
And where to take in some culture.
Limerick Park, they've been fostering jazz for decades.
LA's a big place with a lot going on, so we got you. Subscribe to How to LA from LA Studios wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back now to the LA Report. The Los Angeles Lakers ended their season after losing Game 5 of the playoff series against the Denver Nuggets last night, 108-106. LeBron James had this to say about the reigning champions.
Super great team, super well coached, and you tip your hats. I mean, they made the plays down the stretch, you know, to win this series, and you credit what credit is due, that's for sure.
This marks the second straight season the Lakers have lost the playoffs to the Nuggets, though the purple and gold did manage to avoid elimination from the series Saturday when they broke an 11-game losing streak against the Nuggets with a score of 119-108. A group of local community colleges founded the Men of Color Action Network to help more of those students get their higher education degrees. This year, the group held its annual conference at Long Beach City College, where student Daniel Rosales is majoring in addiction studies and social work. He was formerly incarcerated and says that he was overwhelmed when he first enrolled.
When I first started, I didn't know what a major was. I just came here and I wanted to learn more about addiction because I'm a recovering addict. After a year and a half, I realized that I wanted to help others.
Rosales said that he wants to connect with his peers and tell them about the resources that helped him get where he is now. This includes a support network for those who've been in prison known as the Justice Scholars Program. In the forecast, the warming trend continues. Highs will be in low to mid-70s from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles, as well as inland Orange County. Coastal valleys will range from the mid-70s to low 80s. In the Coachella Valley, it'll be hot and breezy with a high of around 94 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Masters of the Air. Austin Butler stars as Major Gale Buck Cleven.
He was one of the best pilots. Some say he was the best pilot in the eights, and he was a man of few words and a man of action, a remarkable, intelligent guy who went on to also fly in Korea and Vietnam. And I think we've tried to portray him as true to life as possible. You go up for 8 hours, say, and you don't know if you're going to come back. Sometimes it's the most horrific things you've ever seen. And then you come back and people are wearing suits and ties and or they're going to London and they're getting a hamburger and they're meeting women and they're having a party and then you go up and you do it again day after day of that. I think that definitely, it has a bizarre psychological toll.
Anthony Boyle, who plays reluctant navigator Lieutenant Harry Crosby, explains the physical demands on the actors.
There's a plane on a massive sort of crane kind of thing, and you sort of get loaded up, and it's a tiny little sort of door that you have to get through, and you've got all the sort of the gear on, and you get so hot up there that we had these things that F1 drivers wear, these like vests, cooling vests. You sort of plug them in, and then you're up there all day. It was tough at times. You're up there for, you know, 7 hours, and there's 4 or 5 fixed cameras in the plane. 360-degree screen around you. You can't get in or out because it takes so long to get the gimbal up. So it was
I was going to say it was a lot of fun, but it wasn't. It was grueling at times.
Like the rest of the cast, Callum Turner, who stars as Major John Bucky Egan, was thrilled to work with the same executive producer team behind the Emmy-winning Band of Brothers and The Pacific.
Well, it's just really exciting, actually, because it's what you want to do. You know, you want to be working with people that inspire you. We've got five really incredible directors, you know, who've made beautiful, beautiful pieces of work. And to represent the Air Force, the Air Corps, it's a real privilege. You know, these are real people who sacrificed their lives, and you are responsible for telling their story. You know, you're responsible for the souls of these men. And I think Austin and I felt that.
Gold Derby hails this series as a masterpiece. More on Masters of the Air at fyc.appletvplus.com.